Welcome to the Beacon broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Moving along now in our study of the body of John's second epistle, the one we call 2 John. We are going to come today to the correction which John issues in verse 6. That's what I've called it. It may not sound like a very strong correction, but I think as we look at it, we will realize it does correct some erroneous ideas that the people of John's day had, and no doubt we ourselves in our day have as well. So having studied the salutation, verses 1, 2, and 3, that identify the author and the recipients and issue a benediction, we have moved into the main body of the epistle, which is verses 4 through 11. Not a whole lot of material in the main body, but very important material. And we will work our way through that verse by verse, line by line, and even in many cases word by word, because every word of God is important. Every word that God has spoken is important. I think you will agree. So thank you for joining me on this Tuesday, April 30. Thank you for remembering that we depend upon the financial gifts of our radio listeners. What is the commendation? Verse 4. I rejoiced greatly that I found some of your children walking in truth. That's the commendation. The people that John was writing to were walking an exemplary Christian life. They were obeying the truth which they had been taught. That's the goal. That's the pastor's goal for his congregation, is to so shepherd the flock that he sees all of them walking in truth. That's the goal for you as a Christian, is to take the Word of God, which you have received, and to apply it in your life so that you are walking according to truth, so that your walk matches your talk. We recognize the problem when we see that that is not happening. We see it more easily in others than in ourselves, but that's the goal. We want our walk to match our talk. We want how we live to match what we say we believe. And John commended these Christians for doing exactly that. The commandment is found in verse 5. And now I plead with you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment to you, but that which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. The commandment is a basic commandment. It is a long-standing commandment. It is a foundational commandment. It is a familiar commandment, but it is also one that we too easily forget. And so this is the first commandment in the main body of the epistle. John will have some other exhortations, but here's where he begins. Please keep working at loving one another. That is so vitally important. But now we come to the correction in verse 6. This is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. Interesting. I find John is a fascinating author. I find his epistles are intriguing in many ways, and one is because he doesn't present his material in the same line upon line, logical thought upon logical thought that the Apostle Paul does, but he tends to write in a more circular manner. He tends, obviously, to think in that way. So here is what I've called the correction, and it involves, first of all, an understanding of love, and secondly, an exhortation to love, which, of course, follows up the commandment of verse 5. But first of all, an understanding of love. In verse 5, he said, "This is the commandment. I plead with you, not as though I wrote a new commandment to you, but that which you have had from the beginning, that we love one another." That's the commandment. Not a new one. It's an old one, but that's the commandment. It's a very important. But then the question might arise, and it should arise. What do you mean by that? What do you mean exactly when you tell us that we are to love one another? And he goes on to tell us, verse 6, this is love. This is love, that we walk according to his commandments. And if you put the word order as it is literally found in the original language, it would read something like, and the love is this. The love that I'm talking about is this. Or, here is what I mean by love. And what is that? Keep the commandments. Now, this is not new, but it is still a bit surprising, isn't it? That's why I say I find John's writings intriguing, because that really isn't what we think of when we think about love. What is love? How do you define love? How do you describe love? John says, keep the commandments. And he said the same thing in his first epistle, so this is not new. Let's see if I can pick that up. 1 John 5, and I've written down the wrong reference, but I know it's there. He told us exactly the same thing. I just have to find where it is, and I don't see it offhand. I've written down the wrong reference somewhere. I think it's chapter 2, verse 7. Brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you heard from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard from the beginning. And he goes on from there, and I'm still having trouble picking it up, so I'm going to have to drop that for now, and hopefully I can come back with it on the broadcast tomorrow. But I know he said it before somewhere in 1 John, but here it is in 2 John. Here it is again. What is love? It is keeping the commandments. Interesting. So we might start by saying what love is not. Many of the things that we often think it is, but John doesn't mention any of these, not in his first epistle, not in his second epistle. He talks a great deal about love, but when he tells us what it is, he tells us that love is not primarily emotions or sentimentality. I say he tells us it's not primarily that. He might tell us that it's not anything of that, but that's what many people have in mind when they think about love. They think about an emotional response, a gushy feeling. They think about sentimentality. And that is the prevailing idea of love, unless in some people's minds it always has sexual overtones. But sentimentality, emotional response, but that's not it. That's not what love is. John even goes so far as to tell us that love is not merely human concern and compassion, though surely that is getting closer to it. What is love? Well, our love for someone is when we are concerned about them and have compassion on them, but it's more than that. And love is certainly not whatever I decide that it is. That's, I'm afraid, the way it is in the minds of a lot of people in America today, because frankly, that appears to be what's in the minds of many Christians today about all the Christian teaching and doctrine. It's what I think it is. It's what I say it is. That there's no real standard. There's nothing that is fixed and set. What may be true for you is not true for me. The way you understand the Bible may not be the way I understand the Bible, and that's okay, because we can all be right, even though we may be totally opposite and contradictory, but we can all be right. It's a foolish and destructive way of thinking, but this is what people are being taught. This is what young people are being taught. So it's not surprising that it has infiltrated Christianity. But that's not what John says. Here we go back to verse 6. This is love, that we walk according to his commandments. Now that needs to be embraced and explored, because even there we say, well, now, what exactly is that, and how does that relate to the definition of love? But that's what he tells us. This is a biblical understanding of love. It is obeying the commandments, plural. Now, some would read that to say, well, of course, what he's saying is that the biblical definition of love is to obey the commandment that we should love. No, that's not it. That's what we should do. That's what he's already told us. But when he tells us what walking in love is, he tells us that we walk according to the commandments, plural. So we do not obey the command to love by keeping commandments about love, though that would be part of it, that would be included in the commandments, commandments that deal with our responsibility to love would have to be part of the commandments that we must keep in order to exercise biblical love. But he's telling us that we demonstrate love, we exercise love as we keep God's commandments. Now, that has been given to us by the Apostle Paul. I'm reading Romans 13, 8 through 10. Owe no one anything but to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. And if there's any other commandment, all are summed up in this saying, namely, that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Well, that's helpful. That's helping us get back together what John is talking about, that love is keeping the commandments, and how Paul explains it very helpfully here. And he says something similar in that well-known chapter on love in 1 Corinthians 13, when he says, love suffers long and is kind and does not envy and does not parade itself and is not puffed up and does not behave rudely and so forth and does not rejoice in iniquity and rejoices in the truth. And there he's also talking about being obedient to biblical commandments. So what we are to understand from all that is this. It's the exact opposite of the way some people have taken this. Some people have taken this to mean, well, if you love, God counts that as having kept the commandments. It's not important that we necessarily keep all the commandments. You know, there's a lot of them, and but we have a higher standard. We rise above that. We're New Testament Christians, and if we just have a loving attitude, a loving heart, then as far as God's concerned, we've kept the commandments. You've got it backwards. It's not that having love fulfills the requirement to keep the commandments. It is that the way we love is by keeping the commandments. In other words, to fulfill the commandment to love requires that we obey the commandments. That's the way we love. Thou shalt, as Paul put it back in Romans chapter 13, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not commit adultery. Love does no harm to a neighbor. We shall love our neighbors ourselves. You do see the connection, don't you? If you love your neighbor, you don't steal from him. If you love your neighbor, you don't harm him. Love is keeping the commandments, and we must keep the commandments in order to love in the biblical sense. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.